of late. They're 6-2 on the road. They're up 9 against the Knicks, 55-46. That game about 2 minutes away from halftime. Eric Gordon leading the way with 17 for the Suns, while Jalen Brunson has matched him with 17 of his own for the New York Knicks. In Orlando, Magic lead the Hornets 58-51. Goga Bitadze, the leading scorer for the Magic with 10 points. The big man playing extended playing time, in light of the injury to Wendell Carter Jr. Terry Rozier with 13 points for the Charlotte Hornets. Charlotte 5-9, while the Magic are 11-5 already this season. A win today would match the Bucks, and of course, they would own the tiebreaker by way of beating the Bucks in Orlando just a couple of weeks ago. In Memphis, the Timberwolves up big on the Grizzlies. It has been a rough go of it for Memphis. 53-36 with about 2 minutes left in the first half. Mike Conley Jr. with 9 points, while Santi Aldama leading the way for the Grizzlies with 9 of his own. But Memphis, we mentioned a rough go of it. They are 3-12 to start this season, 0-7 at home so far. Three games have yet to tip off today. We start in Brooklyn, where the Nets host the Bulls. That game's about 30 minutes away from tip. Also 30 minutes away from tip in Cleveland, as the Cavaliers get set to take on the Raptors. And your final game of the night tips at 7 o'clock in Denver, the Nuggets and the San Antonio Spurs. Your all-too-early look at the NBA standings with these scores out of the way. Boston Celtics are 12-4. That's atop the Eastern Conference. And the best record in all of basketball, for that matter, 12-4. And they did beat the Bucks earlier this week. The Bucks right now just a half game back at 12-5. And you've got two teams at 11-5, the Orlando Magic and Philadelphia 76ers. Philadelphia is idle today. The Magic were winning. If that score holds, the Orlando Magic would move past the Bucks for the second-best record in the East, while the Bucks would sit at third. But already four teams in the East, five teams with the Miami Heat as well at 10-7, five teams with double-digit victories in the Eastern Conference. In the West, the Minnesota Timberwolves right now are your leaders at 11-4. Second is the Oklahoma City Thunder at 11-5. And then you have the Dallas Mavericks at 10-6. A month into the season, and your top three teams in the West are the Timberwolves, Thunder, and the Mavericks. Our next game broadcast is going to be the conclusion of group play in the in-season tournament. It is the Bucks and the Miami Heat, Tuesday night from Miami. So here's what you need to know for that matchup. Right now, the Bucks are 3-0. In group play of Group B. They are the only unbeaten team in Group B right now, 3-0 with a point differential right now of 39. The New York Knicks are 2-1 after they just came back from down 20 to beat the Miami Heat on Friday night, and the Miami Heat also 2-1. So the scenarios in play are this. If the Bucks win, they will represent Group B in the knockout round, and they will have the largest point differential of any team in the Eastern Conference. Right now, the Indiana Pacers, who have wrapped up group play, have a point differential of 39, but they're 4-0. They're done. The Bucks also have a point differential of 39. If they win, they would have a point differential of at least 40, the most in the Eastern Conference. The Orlando Magic are also done, and they're 3-1. That's in Group C. That group has a number of scenarios in play. But as for the Bucks and Group B, if the Bucks win, they will advance to the knockout round. If the Bucks lose to the Miami Heat and the New York Knicks also lose their game against the Charlotte Hornets, the Knicks would finish 2-2, the Bucks and Heat would finish 3-1, and the Miami Heat would win the group by way of the head-to-head tiebreaker. However, if the Bucks lose the game on Tuesday and the Knicks also win against the Charlotte Hornets, you would have a three-way tie between the Bucks, the Knicks, and the Heat, and that's where point differential would come into play. Bucks, as I mentioned, had a point differential of plus 39. The New York Knicks have a point differential of plus 18, and the Miami Heat have a point differential of just plus 11. So, if the Bucks lose that game, but it's not in a blowout form, and the New York Knicks do not blow out the Charlotte Hornets, the Bucks will likely win the three-way tiebreaker and represent Group B in the knockout round. All of those scenarios to point out the easiest way to guarantee punching your ticket to the knockout round and potentially making it to Las Vegas is to just win Tuesday night in Miami against the Heat. Before we sign off, let's pause 10 seconds for station ID on the BMO Bucks radio net.
You're listening to Lake Air, WLAK 1260 AM Amory, and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
So Tuesday night in Miami is our next game broadcast, and as we mentioned, it's the final game in group play of the in-season tournament, the Bucks and the Miami Heat. 6:30 tip time from South Beach. 6 o'clock is when our pregame coverage begins. For our audience that's listening in Milwaukee, our reminder to you that our extended postgame show gets started as soon as we wrap up here. We invite you to stick around on our flagship station, WTMJ, and join us for the extended postgame show, Bucks Talk. Again, you can find that on our flagship, WTMJ, with you for the next hour to take a closer look at that matchup in Miami and take your thoughts on this victory today by the Bucks. A big one for Damian Lillard, victorious against his former team, and another game where both Giannis and Dame go for 30-plus points. Bucks Talk gets started on our flagship station, WTMJ, as soon as we wrap things up here on the BMO Bucks radio network. But again, Tuesday night, our next game broadcast from Miami, the Bucks and the Heat in NBA in-season tournament group play. 6:30 tip-off, 6 o'clock is when our coverage begins on these airwaves. For Dave Kane, for our statistician Tom Hecker, and our engineer on site Ryan Elliott, and our crew back at the Bucks Radio Network studios, our engineer Max Meyerson and producer Evan Witalison, I'm Justin Garcia signing off, reminding you we will talk once again Tuesday night with more Bucks basketball right back here on the BMO Bucks Radio Network.
The Green Bay Packers call Lambeau Field home, but did you know the stadium has a history all its own? It started with where to build it. Residents on both sides of the city wanted it. Officials argued there had to be room for growth. Eventually, farmland was purchased, but in Ashwaubenon. The bargaining continued, and in 1956, the land was annexed to Green Bay. Green Bay City Stadium became a reality the following year and was renamed in honor of team co-founder and coach Curly Lambeau in 1965. For Civic Media, I'm Terry
MJ. We'll be right back. come to blue. When you speak out the truth, they may call you crazy and deranged. They take you away and have you socially rearranged. Big people will believe the things they want the rest of us to believe. And if you don't keep a strong mind, it's easy to be deceived. But it's a goodness inside yourself that will set you apart. Just gotta let it show that you have got it deep inside your heart. So may that the Lord. But to keep moving up, we got to raise our mental elevation. So that there are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the world. There are more good people than there are bad people. So good people take over the
All I need. now take away the things I don't need. For a while, for a while, for I take my final breath. Hope you're not leaving, hope you're all that I have left.
Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. And your eyes reveal
to tell you that you're not alone. I'd rather be by your side than realize that you're gone. I know you can't feel it right now in the midst of the dark, but if you taken.
Digging my grave before I'm gray. They say I'm wasting my life away, hoping tomorrow is better than today. And I build it up and tear it down, gravel and rocks and another go round. Man, I know I gotta let it go. I got the same old with one foot in the grave, it's easy to see. I can't be who you want me to be. Just waiting on the other shoe to fall. Hell, I confess, yes, it was me. So lock me up and throw away the key. And go, don't you ever let me go.
Brandy, cow chips, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We are your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit weikert-lakepoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
Jimmy K here for the UPS Store. Every small business owner knows the secret to success is to surround yourself with a great team. The UPS Store is part of my great team. Whether if it's printing banners, brochures, business cards, or posters, it's the UPS Store. Plus, the shredding, notary, and mailbox services are the best. The UPS Store, Northgate Mall on North Sherman Avenue and Essex Square on East Town Boulevard in Madison, and online at theupsstore.com. Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at salvatorestomatopies.com.
Hey, this is Patrick from Salvatore's Tomato Pies and Dark Horse, and you're listening to Max Inc. Radio, radio for the people.
Shop local, eat local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
I'm 10. It's going nowhere. We can hang out here, but we can't hang out too long. 'Cause this conversation, it's nowhere.
Relax. It's okay. It's great local music from Wisconsin. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music. We'll be right back.
Step back and ask yourself, isn't this room like the one before?
Sound, Wisconsin's local music authority. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Road before, and I think I've run this race in vain. Another hope dashed to the floor, but I do it all again. It's insane, insane. Heard it time and time again. Yes, I've been told there is. Fix my gaze, yes, I will claim my prize someday, someday.
cheese, cranberries, beer, and great local music. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are...
Her name is Pam Yonke, but you can just call the host of the Midwest Farm Report, the Fabulous Farm Babe.
That's right, and the Fabulous Farm Babe is now part of the civic media team on your local station, Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory. Here's show host Todd Alba with the announcement.
She is a broadcast legend. Doesn't matter whether you're a farm person, ag person, a producer, or just a good old Wisconsinite or a Packer fan, Pam Yonke, welcome to civic media.
My pleasure, my pleasure. Yeah, lifelong Wisconsinite. I grew up on a small dairy farm in northeast Wisconsin, O'Connell County. Stop and think about the work being done 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, to make sure that you and I are the best fed in the world.
Join the Fabulous Farm Babe, Pam Yonke, on Lake Air Radio, WLAK, 1260 AM in Amory.
Your Midwest Farm Report, weekdays from 5 until 6 AM. You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
ABC News, I'm Chuck.